dating apps.
No matches?
Oh, another match.
Why can't I get a match?
First dates.
It's a date.
Like, as a date?
Relationship advice.
I've had a few relationships gone bad.
And more.
Okay, yo, you're gonna love this.
Let's talk dating with Brock Olson.
We have Chattanooga-based dating expert Brock Olson joining me once again in studio. How are you doing, Brock?
Doing very well, Gino. Thanks for having me and glad to be back, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you again for doing this. We're going to help out James in just a moment, but since it's a new year, we're all feeling refreshed. I want you to kind of explain a little bit about your background here. We call you the dating expert, and some episodes we don't go into it at all because we're kind of focused on our listeners here, and we always are going to be, but I wanted to give everybody a little bit of a heads up. Maybe they're hearing us for the first time. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about your background, how you got into this whole dating thing,
sure.
And then we'll get into James's question.
Sure. So my background as a coach is going to be very similar to most coaches out there. Most coaches have a very unique experience that they're able to bring to the table, and they're able to pass on those lessons that they've learned. Maybe they've gotten coaching themselves, but ultimately, like myself, we have this experience that we want to pass on to other people and show how to navigate that particular realm as best as possible. And what I did when I was becoming a coach, I was so convicted on making sure that people who were single, who were maybe going through divorce, that they didn't have to go through that alone, that they actually had somebody they can turn to, somebody that had answers, someone that could provide guidance in real time, and not just some fluff advice, but like real world, modern day dating solutions. And so I dedicated myself on understanding as much as I possibly could, the psychology that goes into the dating, interpersonal relationship dynamics, modern dating issues such as dating apps, social media, too many options, being ghosted. And these are just like very, very easy topics, but mm-hmm. some of the deeper ones that we've actually talked about on this show. Like, I just wanted to make sure I was able to be a guiding light when people didn't have answers for what in the moment feel like hopeless situations. So that is what motivates me every single day to show up for everybody and be the best example of how to have happy, healthy relationships.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you do a great job with the advice, and that's why we have you on each and every week. And for people out there that are looking for more information, BrockOlson.com is a great place to start, of course. You can follow Brock on social media, and I know that you have a singles network that you work with and doing all types of matchmaking and speed dating nights and so much more. So BrockOlson.com, follow Brock for details on all of that. And I think what you've said, you've over 100 people, if not plus now, get found marriage through you.
Yes, they have.
Which is
yes,
pretty cool. You should wear that with pride.
It is. I do. I actually posted about that just the other day. So yeah.
So
find me on Instagram.
So that's why we have Brock on. He's not just some guy in here just spitting out of his mouth, seeing what he can come up with. Brock is the dating expert in Chattanooga and beyond. So make sure you check that out, BrockOlson.com. All right, let's get into James's question here. I think this is a good one to kick us off for 2024.
I do too. Let's rock and roll.
He says, hey, Brock. So here's the thing. What does a guy do when his girlfriend has zero interest in fashion and it's becoming a bit of a challenge? I've tried to nonchalantly suggest checking out fashion magazines or consulting with friends for style ideas, but she's just not into it anymore. She used to dress up nice all the time, but now she's just wearing oversized clothing and leggings. I want to help her feel more confident and stylish, but I'm not sure how to approach this without making her feel uncomfortable or pressured. I love her no matter what, but I think if she dresses up once in a while, she'll feel better. Any advice on how to encourage her to explore fashion a bit more without pushing too hard? He says, thanks for the insight and happy new year. Again, that was James.
All right, James. Thank you so much for writing this in. Something that I do before I come onto the show, because Gino gives these to me the day before, and I usually share them on my social media, or sometimes I even talk to my wife. Like, hey, Diana, listen to this. So yeah. She heard this, and she had her opinion on it. And it's interesting the way that she read this, which was that it's not so much she doesn't, like, she's not interested in fashion anymore. She thought that maybe she's just not motivated to continue the effort required to be up to date on fashion. I was like, that's a very interesting thing, because I thought the same, but I was going to push it a little bit more into a different direction, which is, and we do this sometimes, we get into a relationship and a lot of the effort that we put into getting somebody, we often slack off to keep them. So what I'm going to do after the music break, I'm going to give you a couple of conversational tips on how to talk with your girlfriend. And this is for ladies out there that have guys who are slacking too.
Sure.
Like, I'm going to give you guys a couple of tips on how to broach the subject, make sure that your partner's continuing to put consistent effort into keeping you, not just get you.
Yeah. No, that's interesting because I think I pick up that vibe too. So we'll dig deeper as we continue on. More with Brock with Let's Talk Dating right here on Hits 96.